The Baltimore Museum of Art is presenting a really fascinating exhibition. It's called Off the Shelf, Modern and Contemporary Artists' Books. This is running at the BMA through June the 25th, and it's been curated by the senior curator of prints, drawings and photographs, Rena Hoisington. It's lovely to welcome you back, Rena. Thanks for coming in.
And thank you for having me.
So as I've been raving to people about this exhibition, I've been finding I've had a difficult time defining what artists' books are. They tend to think that maybe they're biographies of them or something. So will you give us, please, a clear definition?
Sure. And of course, artists' books are very hard to pin down definition-wise. And that's something I talked a lot about the 11 undergraduates who helped to organize the exhibition with me. So we are thinking very broadly about artists' books. So we're using the definition, a work of art created in the form of a book, and thinking about particular characteristics that artists explored through the form of the book. So we're thinking about tactility and intimacy, so the whole process of turning the pages. We're thinking about duration, how the book unfolds in time. We're thinking about sequence, sort of a set grouping or order of pages as someone goes through that. We're also thinking about surprise and discovery, because that's one of the pleasures of reading an artist's book, is going through and seeing how the image and text have a dialogue, how they harmonize, how they interact as you turn through each spread. And then we also, in terms of thinking about artist's books, are highlighting the idea of collaboration, which is so important behind so many of the books that are in the exhibition. So when you have these exciting and unexpected results, when you have artists coming together with writers, publishers, and printers and working on these projects.
Yeah. So speaking of collaboration, you mentioned the students, and this is sort of, as I understand it, the culmination of a program that you've been working on with JHU students.
Correct. I taught a course this past spring called Paper Museums Exhibiting Artist Books at the Baltimore Museum of Art. And this was the first part of a two-part collaborative project. So I taught the course for 11 undergraduates from Hopkins, MICA, and Loyola. And the course was offered through the program in Museums and Society at Johns Hopkins University. It's an interdisciplinary undergraduate program that was founded in 2006 by Elizabeth Rodini, who's still the director of the program, really encouraging students to think critically about how museums exhibit and talk about objects. So we met every week in the study room in the department, because the idea was for the students to have the opportunity to work directly with the books. And I had selected an initial group of books from the collection. We have about 800 artists' books, but our holdings are strongest in late 19th century modern and contemporary material. And I assigned them each at least three artists' books. So they had to present the book, give a 10-15 minute presentation, write a informative and concise object label, as I like to say, between 100 and 150 words. And then we also had them write blog posts between 300 and 500 words so they could think about more ideas about how to present the books. So by the end of the class, we went through this material, spent a lot of time with the books, and the students helped to select the artist books and related prints that are in the exhibition, as well as write the label copy. And then they also helped to brainstorm the loose thematic groupings of the books in the exhibition.
It's a small exhibition, but really dense, so it really is a must-see. This is on at the Baltimore Museum of Art through June the 25th. It's called Off the Shelf, Modern and Contemporary Artists' Books, and it's been curated by the senior curator of prints, drawings and photographs at the BMA, Rena Hoisington. Thanks for such a wonderful exhibition.
Oh, thank you.